On Thursday, the International Football Federation announced the hosts for the 2018 and the 2022 World Cup. Russia got the privilege of hosting football's biggest event in 2018. The 2022 tournament will go to Qatar. Ali Al-Hajri is the ambassador from Qatar to the United States. Mr. Al-Hajri, your reaction to your nation winning this right?
We are very honored in Qatar to host the Cup in 2022. And it's going to be the first time to be in Middle East. And I think the people of Middle East deserve to have that tournament and to bring the joy to that place.
Qatar has a population of fewer than 2 million people. It's going to be a big job to get the stadiums ready, is it not?
No, I don't think it's going to be a big job. It's very big, but it's not difficult to get it done. We have many stadiums in Qatar already there. We host very big conferences and tournaments. We have the Asian Olympic just only a few years ago, and we are capable to do that.
Is this considered, you know, like the biggest honor in recent history for Qatar to win the right to host the World Cup?
Well, I think many countries need to win that honor, you know, to receive the people from all over the world to be part of that sport. And we are doing our best to host a successful, hopefully, 2022, and hopefully we see you all over there.
This is going to involve building how many stadiums, sir? Is it five or is it more than that?
It's going to be more than that. We already have stadiums, but some of them need upgrading. And we're going to have new stadiums. So total, it's around 12 or 14 stadiums. So it's going to be big projects. Some of them are already there, just only motivation, you know, some of them adding some seats, more seats to it. And some of them, they will build it from zero.
On a personal level, what does it mean for you that your nation has won the right to host what is arguably the largest sporting event in the world?
It's a successful thing. It's success, you know, for our government. If you saw it, you know, in Zurich, the head of state, His Highness the Emir, was there, First Lady was there, Prime Minister was there. Our people, they are in the streets and watching a big screen and waiting for the moment. We are welcoming. We are a small country, yes, but we love the people from all over the world. We are open country, and we are looking forward to them to come and to visit country. You don't have to wait until 2022. Qatar is a very open country, and you are welcome. From now on, you come and visit and enjoy Qatar.
All right, that is Ali Al-Hajri. He is the ambassador from Qatar to the United States. He spoke to us from their embassy here in Washington.